T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So glad to have you on Maggie and Perloff. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, across the country on CBS Sports Radio. We're also streaming youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in, get involved in the chat, say what up to the Weedos. Everyone's talking about this story, which we'll get to a little bit later, how a restaurant in Australia, or scientists in Australia, have created a meatball made out of woolly mammoth DNA and cells.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, they didn't like dig up a woolly mammoth. I don't even think you'd do that, but it was like the cells of the woolly mammoth, and they wanted to show how you can use different cells to create different type of meat and things like that.
So you could theoretically eat a Tyrannosaurus Rex burger.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know how far they can take it back, but they can take it back to a woolly mammoth.
For some reason, I'm okay with a dinosaur, but a woolly mammoth, it feels like there's lint on the meatball or something. Anyway.
You want to eat a dinosaur? Anyway, all right, we'll table that for a second because we want to welcome in our guest for today. And I'm sorry, Leroy Butler, the Hall of Fame safety for the Packers. Apologies for that introduction. I don't know if you have a thought on a woolly mammoth meatball.
I just stay in my lane, talk about stuff I know about. If it's stuff I don't know about,
it's okay, Leroy. None of us know about this. It's ridiculous. But thank you so much for jumping on with us today, because when there's Packers stuff that happens, we always love getting your opinion on things. And, you know, this one's interesting because you got Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Packers, comes out yesterday at the owners' meetings and basically says, we couldn't get a hold of Aaron Rodgers, and we had to move on and try to find a trade. Does that sound right to you, that they wouldn't be able to get a hold of Rodgers?
Oh, absolutely. I think it, you know, and actually, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of proud of the way that Brian Gutekunst has handled this, because I think for the most part, if you take your two guys that's really dominating the headline, Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers, which trade you think was handled the best? You know, Lamar said, you know, March 2nd, I kind of let them know or whatever I want to be traded. But Rodgers, you have to do it in his world. So when he wants to go into the darkness and don't communicate with the team, I mean, I was glad they got frustrated, because I live here in the state of Wisconsin. I was like, sooner or later, they're going to get sick and tired of just, like, not responding. For the most part, and when Brian says he couldn't get a hold of Aaron, I believe him, because they really don't have to do that, you know. But at some point, you can only take so much disrespect when you're trying to pay a player $60 million. I mean, what are you upset about? What is it about? What's the issue that's working out? And it seemed like to me the communication broke down, but it takes two people to communicate, and Brian indicated that wasn't happening on Aaron's end.
Leroy, do you think at the end of the regular season, after the loss to the Lions, at that point, the Packers probably had planned for Aaron Rodgers to come back?
Yeah, I think they did. Because if you go back, when they gave him, after the MVP season, we got to be fair about this. When they gave him the 3-year, $150 million guarantee, a lot of people were like, why are you doing that? But they wanted to show their appreciation for what he's done. So when you lose to Detroit twice, okay, and you win 4 straight and you got them at home, you're thinking with a Hall of Fame quarterback, this is a done deal. But no, you have to give Detroit credit for winning that game. The Packers, since Matt LaFleur has been there, have always had one of the better teams but never could get to a Super Bowl. So they don't, the good thing about the Green Bay Packers, they don't judge you based off of that. They want to try it again with their best players. So they gave him every opportunity. But he also said, guys, and we got to be fair about this, I will not hold them hostage. I will not do this. I'm going to make a decision. I don't know if I want to play. You went through that with Brett Favre. They gave you the $150 million not to waffle. So I was glad that somebody, because that's what the frustration with the Packers team and fans are like, well, wait a minute. I thought we paid him not to go through this again. So, and if you think, and be fair again, Gutekunst has to run a business. He can't sit for 9 weeks waiting around to see what you want to do. So, hey, listen, if you don't want to communicate with me, okay, listen, we got to make some phone calls. And you found one with the Jets, a partner, trying to get this thing done. And now they got to figure out the conversation.
Leroy Butler is our guest. He's a Hall of Fame safety, former Packer, and a guest right here on the Maggie and Perloff Show. So, Leroy, our colleague Zach Gelb had an interesting report that, you know, Rodgers had these meetings with Matt LaFleur, and sometimes he was a no-show in those meetings and maybe indicated that it, perhaps it was like a little bit of a mind game. Does that sound like something you've heard before, or did that ring true to you?
I've never heard that, but I'll say this about Zach. He don't just make stuff up.
No doubt.
Somebody probably did tell him that. I mean, Zach Gelb is one of the best you can get when it comes to a guy, because everybody likes him. So sometimes he may get a phone call, and, you know, if you ask the right question to the right source, you'll get the right answer. And that's just, but if you look at some of the interviews that Rodgers have had over the years, he's always wanted to do kind of things kind of his way. You know, he kind of want to do this. He's telling you all the answers. You just have to figure out how do you make this offense. But up until last year, number one in the league in scoring and, you know, two MVPs, what happened? Because you're still the same guy. And then what backs up Zach's point in a way is when Aaron, and it's semantic how you want to look at it, that I can be MVP again, but I got to do it my way. So, and if that's the case, that really makes me really respect Matt LaFleur, because Matt LaFleur really could have threw him under the bus and say he's hard to deal with. But Matt LaFleur's always said that he loves working with Aaron Rodgers, and he's always had a lot of admiration for him. So it's just one of those things that, and that don't make Aaron Rodgers a bad guy, by the way, because we let all quarterbacks do this. Now, Tom Brady do the same thing. Tom Brady got his coach fired. You know, allegedly. You know, because he wants to work with this guy and want to work with this. I have no problem with it if it works. All 32 quarterbacks, we give them daylight to kind of get what they want. But we pay them the most money. We don't mind when they said some weird stuff about the organization. And you're okay with it. So all quarterbacks do pretty much the same.
Yeah. It's a good point about Brady with Bruce Arians. Yep.
Absolutely. We're talking to Leroy Butler, Hall of Famer, former Packers great. So I woke up this morning and saw a really funny tweet from you. And can I quote it? I heard a great joke today. Quote, the New York Jets roster is better than the Packers roster. Crying emoji, crying emoji. Now, it's funny. I think a lot of people in the national media think the Jets might have a better roster. But you think that's hysterical?
Listen, it was 7-10. Okay. So now you're saying your roster is better, but you want my quarterback. Just think about that. You haven't had a relevant quarterback since Joe Namath. So now y'all think that the only thing missing is a quarterback. Okay, fine. Say you believe that. You ain't going to no Super Bowl, because where you play in the AFC is one of the toughest divisions. So my thing is, where is y'all this talent? I just don't see it. And I don't know if they know the history of Aaron Rodgers. You can Google it if you want. I don't think he said, doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild and doesn't like working out with young guys in the offseason. Where's this chemistry going to come from? Hey, listen, I like Sauce. I love the young man, the running back.
Yeah, Breece Hall.
I even like the head coach. But if you're telling me that roster is better than the Packers, we got to respectfully disagree. Now, I think the Jets fans, who are passionate fans, they're going to come to the reality of the only way you've been relevant because you had my two quarterbacks, Brett Favre, and now you're getting Aaron Rodgers. Other than that, we wouldn't even be talking about the Jets.
Leroy Butler is our guest. Last one for me, Leroy, and thanks for making time for us today. We always appreciate your perspective on things, your expertise. So we've had a lot of conversations about leverage in this Rodgers negotiation, who has it, who doesn't. I don't know if what that conversation is even germane right now, but do you think there is part of the Packers that wants to get this deal done before the draft so that they can actually, you know, use one of these draft picks they're going to get from the Jets to build their roster for this year?
I think if you really look at it, the Packers have two quarterbacks. The Jets don't have none. They took a guy, a young man, real high. They don't even want him to be on the team. Matter of fact, the Jets fans don't even want him. They're desperate, okay? You're totally desperate. So if you got the 13th pick and you're holding on to that, but if you really believe in your heart, the owner, Mr. Douglas, and Robert Saleh, if you really believe in your heart, you're one quarterback away, give away the 13th pick. You're going to win the Super Bowl because that's what you think. Your roster is that great. You're just missing a great quarterback. The Rams did it. They won a Super Bowl. Now they're struggling now, but they won a Super Bowl. I've been in the Super Bowl, guys. It's amazing. Because you get a reset for 5 years to kind of do it again. So if you really think that you're going to win a Super Bowl in the AFC and beat Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Josh, if you think that, give up the 13th pick and bet on yourself because they don't believe it. That's why they don't want to give it up. They need that 13th pick to try to get somewhere. They need it. If you really believe that, give it up. I'll give it up for all the draft picks. Get the guy that you want, Aaron Rodgers, and just let everybody go their way.
Leroy, one last question. Now, hopefully we'll ask you this again. We'll have you on before the season. But the end of March, what should we expect out of Jordan Love right now?
Okay, let's be fair. Aaron Rodgers' first year when he took over Brett Favre, he went 6-10. Nobody said a word because he was tired of the drama. And if I'm correct, that the roster that the Packers have, Jordan Love, can he be Brock Purdy? Can he be Daniel Jones? Matter of fact, can he be Taylor Heineke? I mean, can he be any one of these? Called Geno Smith? I mean, well, Geno is a Pro Bowler. Look, put him to the side. Look at all these quarterbacks. They ain't all pro. They ain't Hall of Famers, but they win because it's a system. And that system is what Kyle Shanahan is doing, of course, and it's the same system. Now Matt LaFleur can run his system the way he wants. He can use the two running backs. He can use Christian Watson, play action, go down the field. The defense is going to be pretty good. So now you can run your stuff. And I'm telling you, trust me, when you can wake up every morning with no drama and no stress, that's the best life of all time. So the stress, the Jets, y'all can have it. Struggling when you have to explain to your fan base you gave up a lot or just even a little to try to get to the Super Bowl and you're still not there. The Packers, they're going to be fine with Jordan Love.
Leroy, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame. I know we've done that before, but congrats again. Well-deserved, and we hope to catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate coming on your show.
Appreciate you. Leroy Butler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.